the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip. Something to help you avoid those money traps and stay on the path to financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on Radio Caramel, I provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that will keep you out of debt problems. Folks, for those trying to make a new financial start, whether aiming to avoid bankruptcy or even rebuilding credit after filing bankruptcy, the most important foundation for a fresh start actually has nothing to do with money or specific financial do's and don'ts. The first and most important step is to absolve yourself and your spouse or partner of guilt. The past is past, and we're going to focus on the future. Whatever mistakes you feel you've made with money, whatever moves you wish you had or hadn't made, are irrelevant. We are free to move forward only when we remove the emotional shackles of regret and self-blame. This cleansing step is especially important for couples. You are in this together, so no finger-pointing or arguing about any past decisions. Having said that, here are some decisions for today about moving forward with your finances. In my bankruptcy practice, it's common for clients to simply not know the present state of their finances. But getting present to your finances is a huge first step to getting control. And it's impossible to map out a route to your destination if you don't know where you're starting from. So the first step is to take a before picture of your finances. Open every single financial statement, bank account, credit card, mortgage, 401k, brokerage account, and take a look. Do the same with your regular monthly bills. Only when you have everything in front of you can you set the priorities about what to do next. Set up a file folder for each account. And by the way, always elect to receive paper statements in the mail. Resist the suggestion to receive email statements. They're too hard to keep track of. Second step, your checking account. Having trouble keeping track of your checking account balance? Tired of bouncing checks? A checking account actually is a key tool to gain control of your finances, if you're in control of it. Try opening a new checking account and starting fresh. Keep just enough in your old account to cover outstanding checks. You can close the old account later. Have your paycheck directly deposited into the new account. Next, sign up for online banking, where you can set automatic payments on your regular bills. No more missed payments. With online banking, it's easier to stay present to the money you have. And get that ATM card. Use it for your daily purchases, not your credit cards. Hopefully, you long ago heeded my advice to put those credit cards in a drawer. Don't have them handy. They're too easy to misuse. Third, get very familiar with the status of all your credit cards. List them out by name and account number with balances, interest rates, minimum payments, and due dates. This can be confronting to some people, but it's absolutely necessary. Since the cards are already put away in a drawer, you're now going to develop a plan for paying them down. Start with setting an automatic payment from your bank account. Concentrate on the card either with the highest interest rate or the lowest balance that can be paid off quickly. Make paying down your cards one of your highest priorities. Finally, it is not a sin to negotiate with your creditors. Call them and explain your situation frankly. Make it clear you'll do everything you can to work with them. Most lenders will agree to a workable plan if you explain your limited options. Have your budget mapped out so you can present a specific option. Aim to cut your payment by a third, say from $600 to $400. If you get nowhere with the phone rep, respectfully but firmly ask to speak with a supervisor. Folks, gaining power over your finances is a series of these small steps. But because each step is small, we can become discouraged. Debt problems can easily seem to be overwhelming. I'm here to encourage you to take those small steps and to create those good habits that can make changes in your life. You'll see results before you know it. Even if you ultimately have to come see me about a bankruptcy, I want to be sure you've tried every possible alternative first. If you have questions about bankruptcy or getting control of your finances, visit my website, clarkmiller.com. where you can access my full library of Friday Financial Focus shows, or call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764. If you find yourself in serious debt trouble, I'm the man to see. First consultations are always free. So please join me here every Friday on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours for your Friday financial tip. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller saying, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.